These are all part of the same topic, and the truth is that a little bit, the topic that we're going to discuss today is part of this topic as well. So we'll get to it. So again, the again, Mar Makom is for one expanded topic, which could be broken up into two. One is Karen Kain Shagadav. The other one is Tava Vishasya. And the reason that that is, they're connected, obviously, in the Gemara, depending on how you understand Karen Kain Shagadav and how you understand Tava Vishasya, they really are the same topic, or they're two different topics. So we'll have to overlap a little bit either way, but we'll see. We'll begin with the first half, which is Karen Kain Shaganav itself. So the Gemara says here on Samach Hei Omid Aleph, are we recording?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Gemara says that Amar Gufa Marav Karen Kain Shaganav Tashlume Kefa V'Tashlume Dalad V'Heiz Kishas Hamada B'Din. That's a very big statement. Already you can see that when the Gemara makes it, it sounds like it's a very significant statement. The question is this something unique to Geneva, especially in light of our Hakdama, or does it apply equally to Gezela? The Bali Tosis immediately ask about the relationship between this comment of Rav and the line in the Mishnah in the beginning of a Gozel Eitzim, like Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmin Kishas HaGzela, and we'll get back to that in a second. So is this just the same thing, in which case what is Rav really adding to the mix? That's the problem. If it's something different, what is that difference and how significant is it? The Bali Tosis we'll discuss in just a minute, trying to maintain that it's the same halacha, basically. They're going to argue that the purpose of Rav's statement is not to teach you the Karen Kain Shaganav, but to teach you Kefal Dal B'Hekashas HaMada B'Din. We'll talk about that a little bit, too, and again, if I have to, I'll speak about it next week, unless it's a great topic, really. I mean, Bali Tosis basically tried to square the Mishnah in the ninth parak, the Sugya here, despite the fact that one is talking about Geneva and the other is talking about Gzela. We'll get to it a little bit later on, but the Tosis Rid has this revolutionary view that the Din of Rav really is Karen Kain Shaganav, and that's to be contrasted with Gzela. The Mishnah later on and the statement of Rav are two different dinim, very ambitious perspective of the Tosis Rid, and one which clearly needs to be integrated into the first two Chabura topics, namely the relationship between Geneva and Gezela. Even when it comes to the assessment of the Demi HaKeren, we distinguish between Geneva and Gezela. That's a sensational chiluk. I should also add that Tosis in Bava Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, quotes Yerushalmi, you know, about Horeisho Chalafanecha when it comes to Geneva and Gezela, and seems to say that it applies to both. We'll get back to that. But sounds like the Yerushalmi, you know, had to establish this separately for Geneva and separately for Gezela. So again, even if they end up being the same, the very notion that Karen of Geneva and Karen of Gezela would be treated differently is certainly thought-provoking. According to Tosis Reed, it's not just a thought-provoking havamina, it's really, you know, Medina really thinks that you would pay Karen of Geneva and Gezela differently. We'll get back to it a little bit later on. Okay, so that's point number one. What is the relationship between Rav's statement and the Mishnah? The second point, closely connected, is the question of whether or not this is Gzeres HaKasuv or a natural halacha, or whether Gzeres HaKasuv is teaching you a natural halacha. And this, of course, is a very tricky issue. Is Rav, Rav, you know, doesn't just articulate this halacha, he also quotes a pasuk. So let me read the Shaka Vitaria quickly. Karen Kain Shaganav Tashlume Kefal Dal B'Hei Kishas HaMada B'Din. The Gemara says, "My time under Rav, Amar Kro Gneva V'Chayim, Amai Ka'amar Rachmana Chayim B'Gneva, Achil Karen Kain Shaganav." So it certainly sounds like there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that teaches you this din, which means that if not for the Gzeres HaKasuv, we wouldn't know it, or we, in theory, could say otherwise. Which leaves us wondering, is this a counter conceptual gzeiros hakasuv, meaning really the way that geneva works is such that really you shouldn't pay kishas hageneva, but there's a gzeiros hakasuv that says that you do. Or again, if it's not a gzeiros hakasuv but it's a natural din, then obviously that is very important. And even if it is a gzeiros hakasuv, so we want to know, is this gzeiros hakasuv, you know, more characteristic or teaching you characteristics about geneva? Either way, this is what the Gemara says. I'll just read the continuation for a second and get back to this. Then the Gemara says, Om Rav Shesha, Samina Kinaim B'Shachiv Rav, Om Allah Shmaita, Datane Khusha V'Hishmina, Misham Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Erba V'Chamisha, Ke'in Shaganav. The Gemara says, Omer Mishum, D'Omele Anapatimna, V'Yat Shaklas. Very important Gemara's, which we're not going to discuss today, maybe next week. Toshma Shmena V'Khisha, Misham Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Erba V'Chamisha, Ke'in Shaganav. There, too, it's an exception. So the Gemara is challenging the Seifa, the Kefal Dal Vehe Kishas Amad Adin part. And then the Gemara says, Hasamnami Mishun Amrinu Le Malikatala Kula Malikatala Palga. Meaning in both cases, we don't go by Kishas Amad Adin, right? Because in one case, he made it better. In the other case, he ruined it. The Gemara says, Ki Kamarav, this is the main point, Biyukra Vizula. Right, Huda Kama. Rav's Chiddush is in price fluctuation and not in the physical change of the animal. What about a physical change in the animal not brought about by the Gana for the Goslin, but that was natural? That the Gemara doesn't tell us. That's what happened if there's Shvacha de Mimela, or Shvach that is certainly before the threshold of Shinui. What will happen in that case, we don't know. That's 2 days in the rush, which we'll discuss soon. The rush in Perek HaGoza. Okay. But from the Gemara's point of view, the Chiddush of Karen Kain Shaganav Kefal Dal V'Hei Kishas Amad Abedin, again, more focused on the Kefal Dal V'Hei Kishas Amad Abedin than even the Karen Kain Shaganav, is that it's Yukar Vizu. Then the Gemara says, Hei Chadami, Ilema Dimi Kara Shavya Zuzal B'Sof Shavya Adalid, if the price went up fourfold, from the time of the Gneva to the time of the Hamad Abedin. So Karen Kain Shaganav, are we really going to charge him, right, only one? I mean, the lower price, the Kain Shaganav. Lema, Pligi, Derav, Adarabba. That would seem to be against another view in Gemara. Gemara Bamatsiya, Amarabba, Haiman Dugazo Chavita Dechamre Michavre, Mikar Shavi Zuda Basov Shavi Adal. In exactly this case, Tavar Shasim Mishalim Dalit, Ipra Mimela Mishalim Zuze. So the Gemara says that you pay, if it's Itbar Mimela, so then you pay the first price. But if it's Tavar Vashasa, you pay the higher price. So this is a very fascinating Gemara, because the Gemara seems to think that this halacha of Tavar Vashasa defies the rule of Karen Kain Shagana. Omri, then the Gemara answers, Ki Kamarav Kagon to Mikar Shavya Dalid Ilmasov Shavya Zuza, Karen Kain Shaganav. Inachanami, the Gemara seems to be saying. And what we're talking about is a situation where the price declines rather than a case where it goes up. What's intriguing about this, and why this, again, Tavar Shasa is part of the topic, is, of course, if you look at the Gemara in Bamitzia, where this comes from, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, in a mafkid. Right, everybody learned a mafkid. Fifth grade, sixth grade at least, right? Not more recently. So, right, the Gemara says that Shaleach had bepikadon, interesting context, Veshamam Yilka Bechasa V'yeser, Silom B'kishas HaTzor, B'kivu B'kishas HaTviya. The Gemara quotes, Omer Abba Haiman Degozach Havita Dechamra Michavra Mikar Shavya Zuzla B'sof Hashtel Shavya Arba Tavar Shasa Mishalim Dalit. It by Mimela Mishalim is exactly what our Gemara quotes. But what our Gemara doesn't quote is the Hemshech, which is my Taima, which is important for two very important reasons. Kiven de Ise Hodr Lamara Be'ena. As long as the Be'en is in existence, right, there's a Chiyuv Hashava. Can't keep it. Therefore, Hayi Shaita, the Kashasa, the Katavarle, when he did this secondary action, Tavra Vashasya, Ka Gazal Mine, that's the text of our Gemara, that's Gzela. Utsna and Kala Gazal Mishalim Kashasa Gzela. But Ibrahim Mimela Mishalim Zuza, my time a hashla obed vlamidi. Am I kamachaivis aishaita the gazla? Aishaita the gazla, zuza hudishabia. So what's fascinating about this is, number one, it's doubly important. It's important in a broader way, which we're going to discuss in just a second. This is one of the Gemaras that, right, discusses this very subtle, tricky legal question of what happens after Gneva or Gazela, which typically initiates kinyane Gneva Ugazela, in whose Rashus is the Chefza, right? Normally when we speak about kinyanim, it means that there's a single owner, and that single owner, right, benefits from, suffers from what happens to his object, all things being equal. In the case of Gneva Gzela, it's much more complicated because there are competing kinyanim. There are kinyani Gneva Gzela, and there's also the Bailin. So this Gemara is a very, we're going to get back to that in just a second, that's crucial to this topic too. But this is an important Gemara, you know, together with, for example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, we're also going to speak about, in which the Gemara itself is is addressing the competition between the Gazla. Again, you have to think about this and know this and then appreciate it more, otherwise it's just a Shalka Vatarya. But it's really, these two Gemaras are talking about the relationship between the Gazla and the Nigzal, assuming each has Kinyanim, or Chiyuvim, and Kinyanim, right? So what is the balance between them? The third Gemara that speaks about this, of course, is the Gemara later on in the Perek, right? Or maybe not for some of you, right? Some Chetes already. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia Dasayin Amud Aleph, the Din of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Gezov Elon Siyashu Abaylim, right? Zev Zeh Einu Micholim Lakdisho, Zeh Lefi Sheinu Shalo, Zeh Lefi Sheinu Bershuso. So with that Gemara in Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, at face value, right? Then you have to get into all the issues. We'll touch on it a little bit today, but that's another topic, but not elaborately for today. What Rabbi Yochanan really says is, or Rabbi Yochanan emphasizes is, that there's a competition between the Gazlan and the Nigzal, right? And Zelefi Shena Shalo, Zelefi Shena Breshuso, which means, at minimum, that the Nigzal, or the Nignav, remains the Bailin, right? His problem is that it's Eino Breshuso, and then you need to know what that means. Does Eino Breshuso mean it's Eino Breshuso? Or does it mean that the kinyanim of the Gazlan, right, are responsible for it? Is it the act of Gzela and the loss of control of the Nignav Nigzal that makes it Eino Breshuso? Or is that brought about by the legality of kinyane Geneva, kinyane Gzela, mitzara Gazlan? That's a machlokes which we'll touch on today, which is the big issue in Rabbi Yochanan. But what emerges clearly from Rabbi Yochanan is that two things. Number one, that we still consider to be the Nignav and Nigzal the Bailim. We don't say that his Chisaron is Eino Shelo, right? Even as we do think that his Bailus, or the effect of his Bailus at minimum, the question is whether it's only the effect or the Bailus itself, has been compromised by the fact that it's Eino Bershuso. Right? And then the question is, what does that tell us about... So that Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, basically, that the Nignav continues to be a factor in the equation here, right? Even as the Gazlan, right, is flexing his muscles and having an impact on the situation. Very important. The fact that there's a Chiyuv Hashava may reflect that, unless we think it's, we'll get back to that, unless we think it's just a Chiyuv HaTorah, it's a mitzvah, right? But maybe, or no, maybe the Chiyuv Hashava itself shows you that the Nignav and Nigzal are still the owner. He's limited in what he can do, but he's still the owner. So this Gemara here in Bava Metzia on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which explains that the reason that Tavra Vashasya is Chayiv Dalid is because, again, I read it quickly, so I'll just go back over it. The reason is Kivin Di Isa Hadra Lamara Biina, right? Since there is a Chiyuv Hashava, this Gemara seems to be saying that the Chiyuv Hashava isn't just a chovas agavra, it's not just a mitzvah, it's not just a dvar isur, right? But that the fact that there is a chiyav hashava indicates that the rishus habal, the baal is still a force and a factor here, right? He's still an owner. Therefore, ha'yishaita de kashasya de katavar like a gazel mine. Very important Gemara. Similarly, as we'll read soon, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, an ayin beis amin aleph, in the case of kamle bedraba mine, right? So we have the discussion of Rav and Rava. Rav was the opinion that if this kamle bedraba mine, because his gneva or gazela b'machteres, right, that there's no obligation to return the be'en. That's the view of Rav. Right? And Rava, let's read it, get it on the record because we're going to need it later anyway. Right? The very famous Gemara. Right? The Mishnah says, Ababa Machteris Nidan Al Shem Sofo. The Gemara says, Oma Rava, my Tama the Machteris, and so on. And the Gemara says, Oma Rav, Ababa Machteris, Venat Al Kalim, Vyatza Potter. Rav says that he doesn't have a Chiv Hashava. He can keep it. My taima bedamim kaninu, meaning since it was kamle bedraba minei, he's not obligated to return the chayfetz. So it sounds like Rav holds that the only reason that you, it's not the only way to read Rav, it's the simplest way to read Rav. Rav holds that kinyani geneva gzela are so strong that the only reason you have to return the object is because the chiyav Torah, right? The heishav is like gzela shel gazal. And that's what kamalei b'drabim mine is. It tells you that if there's a, you know, a lesser chiyuv at the time that there's a greater chiyuv, right, that chiyuv is paka. So it sounds like there's no heishavas hagzela asher gazal was never initiated at the moment of the gneva or the gazela in this case, right? It also assumes a certain perspective on kamalei b'drabim mine, which we'll talk about. And therefore, there's no chiyuv chazar under these circumstances. Then the Gemara says, "V'olohim, Amarav, afilu natal, right? Da yeshlo damim v'nensu chayiv, alma b'rshuse kaima." So hachanami b'rshuse kaima, right? Meaning the I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Amarav, mistaber milse derav b'shishi bar delasnayu, avol natal lo. That's what Rava said. That is, if the chayvitz is still alive and well, then there is a chiyav hashava. Right. So he's arguing on kamalei b'drabim minei, or he's arguing on, you know, the extent of the kinyanei gezela, and the fact that the bailim are still the owner. You have to return the chayfetz, even if there's no chiyav hashava, because it's not fully his, or it's more the nigzals than it is his. So they would say, v'elokim amarav, afilo natal, no, da yesh lo damim, v'nensu chayav. Alma b'rshusei kaima. Hakanami b'rshusei kaima. After all, there's a chiyuv, even in a circumstance of onsim. So doesn't that imply that it belongs to the ganef and gazlan? He has a chiyuv onsim. He didn't do anything, right? It wasn't his fault that the earthquake or the lightning bolt, you know, struck this chayfetz. So that's his further raya, that chiyuv, that kinyane, gzela, right, are absolute. And then Rava answered, "V'loi, kiu kim rachmana b'rshusei le'inyan onsim, av le'inyan mikna b'rshusei demarayu kaimi midahava shoel." Right, the shoel is a has a chiyuv onsim, but no one says that he is the full bailin. So who adin that a gazlan, right, has a chiyuv onsim, even though the nigzal remains the bailin. Now, how far does Rava go? We'll discuss it a little bit, but just like we're not sure how far Rav went, but we're also not so sure how far Rav went. It could be that Rava said, or what Rava was saying was, onsim don't reflect anything here about kinyanei gzela. They reflect something about chiyuvei gzela. Kiyuk min rachmanu b'rshusei le'inyan onsim means that nothing to do with kinyanei gzela. Chiyuv onsim. In which case, he would also be saying the same thing about shoel, namely that the reason that the shoel pays onsim, this is a big issue too, is because he, you know, kol ano shelo, and therefore the way to compensate for that is a higher level of higher threshold of chiyuv akrayas. But he's not the owner, even when he pays onsim, it's not because of his kinyan. He has kinyani tashmish, but his kinyani tashmish have nothing to do with his chiyuv, or nothing directly to do with his chiyuv onsim. They only reflect the higher level of akrayas. That's one way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara, certainly if you think that Shoel, Skiv Onsim, are a function of Kinyanim, right, is to say that there's such a thing as Chiyuv, there's such a thing as Kinyanim, but, you know, there's still a dialectic, you know, there's a situation where there's competing Kinyanim. And then you have to figure out, you know, whose kinyanim are dominant, or, to make it more complicated, inyan, which things does each person's kinyan operate, as I'll explain. So what we're saying is that you see from Shoel, Kolano Shalo, he's chayv onsim not as a din of nachrayas, he's chayv onsim as a din of kinyanim. Right? But it's still true that there's a real owner. Everybody agrees that the mafkid is the owner. Most of the, I mean, the pashas of the Gemara, although there's some ksos, and I don't want to get into it right now, some achronim would think otherwise, but the pashas, the din of kalechid isa v'shus of the mara isa, which would allow you even to be makdish the chefetz, should apply even to a chefetz hashol. Not everybody agrees, the halacha. But the point is that you can have both. So is that what Rava is saying? So it's so too here. Kinyane Gazela, of course, it's an imperfect example in both directions. Why? Because in the case of Shoel, right, there might be a de facto competition in some level, but it's not really a competition because it's all consensual. And when I allow somebody to borrow my object, I'm basically giving him these kinyanim. So he has kinyanim under me. His kinyanim are more powerful for what they are, because they're granted by the bailim, and they're also more limited because they don't challenge what the bailim didn't give him. Kinyani gazela, right, are a little bit of a different animal, right? They come bal korcha, and therefore that's a good reason to either deny them or make them more limited. Right? Or on the contrary, to see it as like a struggle, you know, a going for the jugular kind of a thing. Like, you know, if they exist, then they have to be at the expense of the bailim. It's also possible, therefore, when you analyze the relationship between Shoel and Gazlan, and you ask whose kinyanim are stronger, or, you know, is one midin kinyanim and the other midin chiyuvim, what I'm suggesting is that you can be mechalek in either direction. There's reason to think that Shoel is more kinyanim and Gzela is more chiyuvim. There's equal reason to think that Gzela is more kinyanim and Shoel is more chiyuvim. Or, if there's kinyanim in both, as I say, to try to figure out which one is more powerful. So when Rav, you know, this exchange between Rav and Rav about chiyuv onsim becomes very important. And we'll see in our, even in the first half of the Chabura, that this comes up in a significant way by the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rajba, but well, definitely in Bam Metzia. Yeah?
This might not be a legitimate question.
Okay. So should we go on?
Okay. It might not.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
But why would it be that the Ghana who stole the object would have rights whatsoever to...
I mean, that's a philosophical question.
I understand that there may be riots in the Gemaras.
Well, there may be riots. I mean, it is.
People think they're riots.
Not people think they're riots. There are riots. Not maybe and not people. I mean, that a Ganav and a Gazlan have some kinyanim is... Well, put it this way. You need a kinyan in order to accomplish... I'll get to them in a second.
Yes, I mean, I understand that. Yeah. You're not high of the... I mean, there's kinyanim. There's kinyanim. Like the Mishnah says that there's kinyan... Hasn't do a
Hagbar
mission,
yeah, yeah. That he's not, right. But that's not a coincidence, right?
Yes.
It's that there are kinyanim to a Ganav and a Gazlan seems absolutely crystal clear. I don't think anybody can deny that. We're trying to discuss, you know, what their status is and what things are. In other words, there may be kinyanim and they may be very, very limited, right? And there are numerous dinim that could be explained by means of noting that there are kinyanim, and it also could be that those things have to do with the kiyuvim and not with the kinyanim part. But that there are kinyanim to some, that a kinyan is part of geneva ugezela, and that there's an effect of kinyanim as a result.
That there's a kinyan that gives him
squios. Yeah, that's clear. It's clear in the Maisa Geneva Gezela, and it's clear in the Sugya and Daf Tzadi Zayin, which I think I mentioned in one of the other Chaburas, which establishes that a Ganav and Gazlan doesn't pay Dmei Schiros. Right?
Yeah,
why doesn't he pay Dmei Schiros?
The Rishonim there, though, just say that it's because Kol Gazlan Misham Rishas Gezela, they don't, I mean, that Gufa may be because there's a Kenyan, but...
Well, I would argue that that's exactly what they mean when they quote that. So we'll get to that. But your question as a philosophical question is an important question. But I think the point is that Geneva Ugezela is an illegal legal act. And I mean, that's the takeaway. You know, if you ask me, if I didn't know Dinei Torah, you know, would I have thought that Geneva Ugezela would be a legal act and even a kinyan? I wouldn't. But if you ask me, does it work, does it fit in, the answer, I think it does. Meaning, if you understand what kinyanim generally are, that there are certain legal relationships, so essentially this is the sugya which we're going to discuss in a minute, the sugya in Temura. Right? So one of the examples that the Gemara speaks about is Gezela, which is what's the Mahani in Gezela? Meaning kinyanim. So, and essentially the whole, again, we could get back to Temura, which we, you know, enjoyed a couple of years ago. So, what's this about? We're skipping over Temura? That sounds like an act of Mi'ila to me. It sounds like a Mi'ila kind of thing. Anyways, the point is that the sugya in Temura, Bayin Rabba, Kol Adam Rachman Lo Savadi Ovid Mahani, is directly, of course, connected to this question. When the Torah says something is, you know, prohibited, does that also mean that it's invalid? That's what it means. So the point is that there's a debate between Abai and Rava in a klali sense. And then there are rayas and those sugyas, mikan umikan, right? Everybody agrees, bein labai, bein the Rava, they agree that in some cases the Avad Lomahani, and in some cases the Avad Mahani. Of course, in each case, you have to. It's either based on Xeris HaKasuv, it's based on the unique. In other words, the Torah doesn't have. Everybody agrees that there's an argument about what the default view is, and this interesting, fascinating question, right? But everybody also agrees that in the vastness of Torah law, there are some institutions where, you know, an illegal action is a legal illegal action. I don't mean permissible. I mean it has legal validity. And in other cases, absolutely not. So it's a good, it's a point, but it's, as you learn more about Geneva Gezela, you can understand why a little bit more.
Is that the Avad Lomahani component, is that the Isser, is that the change in Bible, though, is that we also reflect that that's, without that's Machina?
Say that one more time?
Besides the Isser component,
yeah.
It's also a change in Bible component.
Right. So obviously...
That's Machina.
No, you didn't have... That's even more, but that's the... I mean, that's the Kal V'chomer in Gezela. Meaning, not only Yavid, you know, physically, but it gives you a legal status vis-a-vis the victim.
I'm saying this concept of Kinyanim Gezela is more over.
Right, so if it does this prove that sometimes Kinyanim can be against the Bailim? Yeah, 100%. It absolutely proves that. That's what I was saying a second ago. When you're comparing as the Gemara does, and as Rishonim, because of this Gemara do, and they sometimes quote the language in Sanhedrin without... telling you, I ain't the Sanhedrin, but because they're reading it the way we're reading it, you know. When you compare these two things, then the question of, you know, Balkorcha, an illegal, you know, versus, you know, this is part of the nature of the contract, becomes part of the issue. I'm just trying to show that with regard to a whole bunch of issues, it's not clear that it's, you know, that you would think just logically that Sheol would always be stronger. But, you know, upon second, the evidence doesn't prove that in most cases, and it's also very logical to go the other way. Now, do you ever have other kinyanim aside from this where things happen against the, where there's no das makne or whatever? Sure, I mean, but each case requires an alibi, right? The yeshiva's learning kiddushin this year, right? So the havamina, the kiddushin can be bal karcha, ibun bal karcha, Gitan Abayin. So you want, is the conclusion these are Gzeres HaKasuvs, which is what the Mi'iri says in the beginning of Kedushin, they're exceptions that prove the rule? Or is it that they're not really Kinyanim? Or is it that there's a certain, what I call tziruf, or relationship factor, in which dominance, even against will, sometimes can take? I think there are numerous explanations for it. And some Rishonim are so bothered by the question that they say that's not what the Gemara ever meant, like the Rajba and others and so on. But I agree, it's a good question. It's a very important question. So again, to the implicit part of the question, like, which is like, is this a legitimate question? The answer is absolutely. But as far as the, you look confused.
No.
I'm just being medaic in the way you asked it. Forget it. It's not important. But it is a good question. These are the beginnings of an answer, but it's okay, good. Let's get back to where we were. So my point is that getting back to Bab Metzia Mem Gimel Lamed Aleph is important for two reasons. Like Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Lamed Aleph, and like Rabbi Yochanan, it is a Gemara, it's one of these three Gemaras, that seems to be discussing the balance between Kinyanei HaNignav and Kinyanei HaGazel. And that makes it a crucial Gemara. It establishes unequivocally, there are a couple of Gemaras that establish, as we'll see in a moment, unequivocally that there are Kinyanei HaGazlan. Welcome. And however, there are also other Gemaras that establish that the Kinyanim of the Nigzal continue. Right? In Sanhedrin, it's kind of like the clash between them is played out. Okay. But the other thing that's important about Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, looking forward to the Tavra V'Shasya part, is that what does the Gemara say here? Why is Tavra V'Shasya Chayev Dalid? Because it's still in the Rishus of the Nigzal, and therefore, right, by Hishaita, Kivin to Tav, how does it go? Kivin to Yisra Bihadra Lebeina, meaning, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in the first parak of in the first Mishnah in the ninth parak of Bava Kama, right? Which Tosus, that we'll see in a second, thinks is the equivalent of the statement of Rav Karen Cain Shaganav to explain Tava Vrishasya. Meaning, what emerges from Bava Kama, Samachay Amud Aleph, is that Tavra V'Shasya is an exception to the rule of Karen Kain Shaganav. The Gemara says, Karen Kain Shaganav, how could it be? What about Tavra V'Shasya? And the Gemara's answer is not, doesn't answer the question. The Gemara says, yeah, we mean not when it goes up from 1 to 4, but when it declines from 4 to 1. But in a Hanami, 1 to 4 is not based on Karen Kain Shaganav, that's Tavra V'Shasya. But if you look at the Gemara Bab Metzia, I'm just talking about from a reading, from a literary point of view, the impression is exactly the opposite. The Gemara says, how come Tavra V'Shasya? And the Gemara says, yeah, because Kalak Gazon HaMashal and Kishas HaGzela. Right. So that might be a debate about Tavra V'Shasya. We'll get back to that. But that's important to know. Okay. Good. So let's go back to the Gemara's conclusion is Yukur Vizula and it's Gzeres HaKasuv. So let's talk about this. Is this a Svara or is it Gzeres HaKasuv? In which case it's counter-conceptual, we'll call it. Yeah?
Is that in terms of situating Tav Rishasya with Rabbi Yochanan, So Rashi, according to Warren Bamitzia, says
Rashi and Bava Kama.
Yeah.
Right. So, which is what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia.
I don't think the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that it's Bereshusa.
But it's implicit. It's implicit. That's what the Gemara is trying to get at. Rashi just fleshes that out a little more. You're saying it also rings in your ear about Rabbi Yochanan a little bit. I agree. Right, I don't think Rashi's saying anything controversial, but I do think, is that what you're saying? That he's
well,
like...
Well, you could have said that the Gemara Bava Metzia is not a function of who's Rishus, it might be just a function of Bailos, but of Shalom, not Bereshusa.
Bereshusa de Mare...
Kaiba.
Doesn't that... One second. Given the Isa Hadra Lamar Be'enai, Hayishaita de kashasa de katavale kagazal mine. Oh, you're saying the birshusei. Okay, that's more like the language of. Just one second. Oh, here. Could be. So it's like an echo of Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, but it works
in the other way.
Right.
Even though it's Eino Bershusa Legabe Hektesh, but that doesn't mean it's not Bershusa in most things or something. Very good. Yeah, well, I think, obviously, it also depends on how you understand Rabbi Yochanan. So I'll get back to that when we talk a little more about Rabbi Yochanan, either in general, but also a little bit here. But I think it's a good horror. One second. Is that also implied in, just one second, in the language in Sanhedrin or not? One second. It would help if I was able to write that. Just one second. Yeah. This is Rav speaking now. What are you talking about? So if you want to invoke that, he's saying the other way. Right, he's also, the Gemara is also using language of Bershusei for Rav, which is meaning it's in the Rishus of the Gazlan, rather than the shus of the nigzal, right, for Rav. And then, like Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, in the direction of Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Gemara says, Velohi kiu kmina rachmana birshusei le'inyan onsin. Meaning, no. Even in Rishus, if you want to make that diuk, this would be like the Rashi.
But it could be that, it's consistent to say that it's not at all birshus ha'nigzal, and that it's not
Birshus. Right, 100%. Either way, we'll get, because no one's arguing with these halachos. I'm just saying, you're making a linguistic point in Rashi. You're saying Rashi adds to the language of the Gemara Bava Metzia, the Rishusei, in a way that's opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan does. I'm saying, yes, I think that's a good point. And I'm also just adding that the Gemara in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Shakla Vitaria, is actually using Rishusei for Rav and for Rava in each of these directions. So that's very good. Okay, good. So let's get back to the main question. Is this a Gzeiras HaKasuv or is it a natural halacha? Let's assume for the moment that what we mean by this is this a function of Kinyanei Gezeila, right, or not? Yeah.
Just Rebbe's linguistic question, the Gemara's Hamchei, meaning that we have more linguistic, the Dinim seem to. In Tosis's world, we're using a din from Tzadi Gimel against a din from Tzadi Gimel. But the two terms of Mishnah and Tzadi Gimel into a din of Rabba.
I'm saying if you read, like Tosis does, that Kol HaGazlanim is the same thing as Rav, so then there's...
I thought that point might be a little bit Mishachechet, like to make it less sharp, so because the more introduces a kash from Rabba as though it's impossible for Rav to disagree. Label Psuga Rabba de Rabba, what's wrong with that?
Right.
Perhaps because if you're Tosis, because I'd rather if the din is hinged on Tzadi Gimel, I'd rather just a restatement of Tzadi Gimel. So when you figure out the rabbi, it's an impossibility.
Right.
So no, Rav must have been stated in another case. Not so much an irony, not so much this is an exception, but rather this is a flushing out of what we already knew.
I lost you.
Why is
the Gemara is saying Karen Kane Shaganov, right? Then the Gemara says, what's the case? If it's one and four, if it's one that went up to four, and if you hold like Tavra Vashasya, so that's not Rav.
But why introduce it with Lim Pluga Rav of the Rav? So in Tosis' world, that's because it's impossible for them to disagree because, like you said, they
right,
all
right.
the same din.
Okay.
So then Adrav, and the Gemara in Tosis' career will come up very nicely. I mean, Tosis is saying Lim Pluga Rav of the Rav, that's impossible because they both devolve from Tzadi Gimel. Rav's Karen Kinshaganov devolve from Tzadi Gimel. And it's the same there as a
but conceptually, doesn't it seem straight? Why don't they just say this is a function of that?
I mean, there's one way for Shackle Titus to play themselves out, meaning to say that.
You could say the Maskana, we're just saying. You could learn the whole thing in a very Balabatish way anyway. You could say, if you really mean the first, the Geneva, well, this case isn't going to be because there's a second one, and therefore it's not going to be. You're not going to have the Hechatimtsi of that. You can say that too.
Yeah, but even the way
I hear. Okay, but you get the. Let's continue. Is this Exeris HaKasuv or not. So again, the background of this is, as we said before, it's undeniable that there is some kinyane geneva ugezela, right? It's implicit in the need for a kinyan in geneva and gezela, which is something that comes out explicitly from the sugyas in the end of the parak here, right, in Bava Kamma, and in Ksuvis, Lam Dalet Amud Beis, and in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, meaning the need for a kinyan as part of to trigger some of the dinim of Gnevo Gzela, surely is not, you know, just a Hagdara and Maisa Gnevo Gzela has nothing to do with kinyanim. Clearly the kinyanim part is part of it. Moreover, as I say, the Gemara with regard to Skiros on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph seems to indicate this as well. With regard to other things, it's less clear. Possibly onsim, depends on what we just talked about. Is the Gemara saying that legabe onsim it's novea mechiyuvim, or is it acknowledging that it's kinyanim? That's what is. We know what Rav was saying. Rav was saying it comes from, you know, kinyanim. Was Rava saying yes, but these kinyanim are limited, or was he saying they're not kinyanim at all? They're chiyuvim. Look at Shoel. So that's not as clear. Legabe, I'm sorry? Yeah, does that mean that kinyanim, or does that mean the effect of ki'ilu, we treat it that way, right? Again, midi dehava shoel. I'm sorry? How can you're disturbed by making that into only chiyuvim, or making that also into kinyanim? You think it sounds only chiyuvim? Well, you know what I mean? If you ask me, I would have thought the opposite. Ukme Rachmana Bershusei, I mean, how artificial is the ukme? Is that the effect, or is that what they did? Right? But it doesn't really matter, because in the end of the day, we know, like Midi Dehava Shoel, we know this is a huge debate in Shoel, too. So, of course, the words are flexible. In my opinion, the words are flexible enough to go either way. If you woke me up in the middle of the night and said to me, what do you think it means? I would have said, kinyan.
What is the next line in the Gemara? It says,
L'inyan mikna, in a way that competes with the nigzal, it's a limited kinyan, right? It's legabe this, but not l'inyan b'bailos, such that he doesn't have to return it, even though there's no technical chiyuv hashava. That's what I would say. Legabe yiush and shinu, I'll just give you a list for a second, and we're going to expand on some of them, and others you'll expand on your own. Does the fact that yiush is kona, if it's kona, especially yiush kedi, according to the mandamar yiush kedi kona, and does the fact that shinui is kona, is that a reflection of the fact that there are already kinyane gezela? Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit in just a few minutes. That's a big topic. Now, you could say, there's nothing to do with it at all. It's a totally different topic. In the case of shinui kona, it's, the Gemara in the beginning of the ninth parak talks about shinui not only in gezela, but in reishis hagez, you know, and in esnan zona, right, and so on and so forth. So certainly there is an aspect of panim chadashos bo lekan when it comes to shinui. The question is it so powerful that it makes or it renders, you know, the state of kinyanim prior to the shinui irrelevant, right? Or when it comes to bailus, even if there is panim chadashos bo lekan, it still wouldn't work unless there was a basis for kinyan. So that is a clear, we'll discuss it a little bit today, machlokas or rishonim, whether shinui kona is a function or not of the same question you can ask, but you might say something different about yiush, right? If yiush kedi is kani, is that only because there are already kinyane gzela and we're really just targeting the chiyuv hashava, which is the remnant, but nothing more? Or yush kadiyas kani b'toras yeush, and even especially b'toras a kinyan aveda, right? We'll talk about this a little more in just a couple seconds as well, right? And since somebody said that they were talking about, they were studying already Samach Tesamet Aleph, right? So when Rav Shechter gave his kabur, he mentioned the Tosas on Samach Tesamet Aleph, which discusses regarding yeush, whether the chepetz needs to be bershus ha-gazlan at the moment of the yeush. Right? And he was taking the opposite view of what I'm about to say now. But if you ask me, that depends on whether or not Yeush is a Kenyan Gezela, or works off of Kenyan Gezela, or works in its own right. It's a Kenyan Aveda, and all you have is the... If it's a Kenyan Aveda, then the Chavetz needs to be in your Rishus at that moment. If it's the completion of Kenyani Gezela, then it doesn't. And that's the discussion that Tosis has. Well, I'll elaborate more in a couple of minutes. Samach Tess and Aleph. First, I just want to go through this list quickly. There's another discussion in the Rishonim. I think I mentioned this in the early Chabura. Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazlan, but Shaman Lashomer, the Sugya on Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, and Bavakama, and Sadi Zion in Bav Metzia. The Bali Tosis think that is connected to Kinyane Gezela, Tosin Bavakama. Tosin Bav Metzia thinks it's more connected to Shinui Kone specifically, which may be the same thing anyway, but maybe not. So that is dubious. I mentioned at that earlier Chabur also, the Tosis in Hakones has two deos about Nizke Mamon, right? If a Ganav steals an object and then the object goes on a rampage, right? So, you know, if the Ganav is Chayev, which he is that because of his Kinyane Geneva Ugezela Le'inya Nizke Mamon? Or is that for more pragmatic reason? He removed it from the Bailim, and therefore he has to take the responsibility of having done that. Two days in Tosas. Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi. What about situations where you steal something and you, let's assume you do a Maisa Kinyan in the stealing, but you have no intention of keeping it? Does that in any way undermine the Geneva or the Gezela? An interesting question. So Tosas quotes Yerushalmi of a Gone for Gozel Amnas La'abed. Right? They seem to think that that is right, somehow a downgraded or a non... certainly Mazik is a Gzela. That's an important issue in the Yerushalmi. We had it already, which is why I mentioned it earlier when we talked about the Ksos. Right? The Ksos talks about Gonev Amanas Lemekat and is Mistapek with regard to Chivonsim, which also, in light of our discussion of Sanhedrin 9 base, takes on new coloration. Does that depend on Kinyanim? Does that depend on Chiyuvim? Right? If it depends only on the Chiyuvim, so what are we saying? Amanas Lemekat may be even no Chayve Chiyuve Gzela, just Iser? Right? That's Xos's discussion. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you have Rabbi Yochanan. Is the din of Eino Bershuso, which is a negative campaign, meaning the Nigzal Nignav loses some control, some bailus powers, is that because of, does Eino Bershuso a function of the being Bershus HaGazlan? Or just not being in the full de facto control of the Nigzal? That's a massive debate. The Rabbi Kiveger in Bav Metzia in Gilui Nashas on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph says, you know, when they're looking for a case to like neutralize Rabbi Yochanan, why don't they just say it's a Gedeva or Gezela case, you know, where the guy didn't make a Kinyan. Like he took the object and he didn't make a Kinyan on it. That would be like Karka, just like Karka and Exelus. Right, so too, let's say you did a Gedeva or Gezela without a Maisa Kinyan. Rabbi Kveger, in other words, assumes in Bav Metzia that the din of Zeh Lefi Sheino Bershuso, which is a limit on the Bailim's capacity to transact with the Chayfetz, that is a result of Kinyane Gazlan, of the Gazlan. The Ksos has a very famous discussion of this. He goes exactly the opposite, right? Or as Ariel might say, or might have said some years ago, Pumfakert. I don't know if he still talks like that or not. But actually, I think you're sitting in your old seat, though, right? Basically, the Ksos goes the other way and says, oh, maybe the only problem of Einar Bershuso is Lotzayas Ledina. There's probably something in between those two things. I mean, the lack of control, the Kinyanim, and the Lotzayas Ledina. But there's a whole discussion whether Rabbi Yochanan's din really is or is. We'll get back to it for our purposes in just a couple of seconds. And then, of course, I say we have the whole Rav, Rava. Rav certainly is a very strong advocate of Kinyan Gezela. That's clear. Where the Rava is denying it, you know, regarding these things, that depends on what we were just talking about you know, what do you say about Onsim, and what you will say also about the Chayfetz, which was Be'en. It survived the Be'ez of Be'en after Kamle B'Rabba Mine, after the Makhteret, but then it got destroyed afterwards. What will you say about that? So that's something we want to talk about, at least with regard to Tavav Rosh Hashanah, if not Karen Kane Shaganah. So my point is as follows. There are certain dinim that establish ba'ofen chad mashma'i, one can say, right, without any equivocation, that there are kinyanei geneva u'gezeima. There are equal sources that establish that the nigzal remains the owner. And when it comes to the clash between those two things, right, the nigzal retaining ownership and the gazlan having kinyanim, so, you know, we can look at it in one of two ways. Right? One is that the question is, like, how far, you know, it all goes in the hierarchy. How much kinyani, geneva, and gazela are there? Meaning how much also cutting into or loss of kinyanim for the bailin. And certainly Rava and Rav seem to be debating that. And therefore, others might debate it, or other sugyas might debate it as well. And then you have to figure out, you know, how much kinyanim each one has, and also the particular applications that might be dependent upon this. What level of bailus do they depend on? Okay. But certainly, if it's the clash between the nigzal and the gazal, like to quote the Rashi, who expanded on the Gemara in Bab Metzia, right? In whose reshus did this yukur vizula take place, right? Or shevach de mimela, and so on. So if you look at it that way, so this is an interesting question. Like, you know, there's bailus of 100% the pie, and the question is, you know, how much of the pie now belongs to the gazlan and how much of the pie belongs to the nigzal. A more complex way to look at it, and I think warranted when you try to navigate all of the evidence, but I'm not going to try to prove this today at all, is that maybe instead of the izun, the balance in terms of numbers, maybe the point is that the nature of these kinyanim are just different, right? And that when the Gemara, if indeed the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan is talking about kinyani gezela and kinyani anigzal, zelafishena shol, zelafishena brishuso, so maybe those, and here Itamar's point becomes even better, and also the examination of Gemara and Sanhedrin, and that is, maybe the issue of Rishuso and the issue of Shalo are just different. Meaning the Nigzal remains fully Shalo, and the Gazlan has the advantage of the Rishuso, both in terms of what it gives him and what it takes away from the Bailim. By that I mean, and this is a part answer to your philosophical question of before also, and that is that there's a lot of evidence about Kinyanim, you know, that there is a formal aspect and there is a functional or operative aspect. And this is a question that comes up a lot. I'll just give you a couple of places without going into them. Isurei Ana, right? Is there bailus be Isurei Ana? Is there Shalo but not Bershuso? Right? Famous view of the Xos. Is there bailus, is there Lachem? The Ritva and the Ravid in the Lulav HaGazel. Is there Zechiyah, the Rambam and Chametz, you know, the Pesach, the Rivash. There's a whole discussion about the different levels or status of Yisrael, right? It could be that that's about this question, formal ownership versus practical control and the ability to implement. Yeush, the sugya of Yeush. Midas, Shalom Midas, according to many, is an issue of exactly this. What is the status? It's Hefker, it's Eina Shalom, but it is it's like Hefker, Rabbi Yossi, and Blili, right? There are numerous situations. Kinyan Shavoya, the Rajba, another example. In Hashaleah, there are quite a number of circumstances where the halacha tests the relationship between the titular or formal ownership of something when the ability, right, to transact with it, to use it, is curtailed or limited. Bailus has a formal component and an informal component. And that's true not only in terms of the loss of capacities of bailus, but you see from Kinyan Shavoy, and I think from Geneva and Gezela, that it's true also in terms of creating some level of bialis. So then the complex question may be not only who is the dominant bialim in this competition, but which dinim depend on the operational aspects of bialis, as opposed to which dinim require or depend on formal. Okay? So, having said all of that, let's look now at the evidence regarding... So, having said all of that, let's put this in context. When we ask the question whether Rav's din, and according to Tosas, the Mishnah's din, right, of Karen Kain Shaganav, or Kala Gazonim Mishalman Kishas Egzela, is a natural halacha, or requires Egzeres HaKasuv, right, and with Egzeres HaKasuv is maybe even a counter conceptual halacha. I mean, it goes against the grain, but that's simply what the halacha is. What we're really asking is this question. We're asking, is Yukra Vizula, right, a function of Kinyane Gezela or not? If we think it is, then it's a natural halacha. If we think that even though there are Kinyane Gezela, Yukra Vizula is something that naturally belongs to the bialim, right, then this is Egzeres HaKasuv. If we think that we need Egzeres HaKasuv to teach us whether Yukur Vizula is like Schirus and other things, or it's more like, you know, the Chiyuv HaShava, even in the context of Kamle Bedraba Mine, according to Rava, right, then you need Egzeres HaKasuv to tell you what it is. What is Yukur Vizula contingent upon? Which aspect of ownership? Or which level of ownership in the competition? Okay. So that's what we're talking about. Balitosis, just now to the Shitas very quickly, are very clear that they think you don't need Egzeres HaKasuv for the Din of Rav. I think it's L'Shitasam that they think that Kolat Gazana Misham and Kishas Egzela and Rav are one and the same. Tosus on Amud Beis repeats this, right? Tosus on Amud Beis raises the question, Tema, Amaylo Dachi Kagon Yidivar Masal Alma, Kagon De Mikar Shav Yezuza L'Beshov Shav Yedalit, U'Kfeila Zuza Kein Shaganav, Delo Karav. Hechatim said the Gemara there, you could have learned differently. Right, so the Gemara, you could have said the other way. The Dalad Vehei and the Kefal depend on Kain Shaganav, and the Karen depends on the Shasa Mada Bedin. That's a good question if you think that this issue has nothing to do with the normal conceptual nature of Gneva, of Kefal Dalad Vehei, and so on. Right, or if you just have a different view of how these things work. But obviously, if you think that the din of Rav or doesn't even need Egzeres HaKasuv because Yukra Vizula is a function of or is a result of Kinyane Gezela, you can't make this kind of a radical. It might explain Hechatimsi, but it's all logically impossible, which is what Tosa says, right? Tosa answers Veishlomar the Lake of the Memer Hachi Klal the Mehechitesi the Karen Yeke Shas Amad Bedin the Kefal Dal Veheye Kein Shagana. And so on. He has an ode, so maybe he has more flexibility. But basically what he's saying is, this just doesn't work. Tosas in earlier, in Samachayim and Aleph, makes it clear that in his view, you don't need Egzeres HaKasuv for Rav, but you do need Egzeres HaKasuv for Kefal Dalad Behe Kishas Amad Abedin. Tosas on them Gimel Amud Aleph and Bab Metzia likewise says Kol Hagazana Misham Kishas Egzela, and this is a svar. Now regarding, just give me one more second, the Kefal Dalad Vehei Kishas Amad Bedin part, that isn't so pashut either, right? So if you look at the Ravid wrote a Peirush on Bava Kamma. So the Ravid Alatar says Kefal Dalad Vehei Kishas Amad Bedin is misvara. Why? Because Kolamoda Biknas Patur. The Rush has two deos, put it on the Bar Makomos, right? Namely, is it like Tosas that the Xeris HaKasuv is to teach you Kefal Dal Mehe Kishas Amad Bedin? Or is the Gzeres HaKasa or whatever, the Pasuk equal? They're both Midin Svara. How can they both be Midin Svara? He also quotes, because Modo Miftar. Then this whole discussion of the Rishonim, when we talk about Kefal Dal Behe Kishasa Mada Bedin, right? Do we mean Kefal and Dal Behe equally? Are they the same or not? So of course this is part of the big issue which somebody can do, or maybe, again, we'll see. That's what I mean, it's such a great topic. There are two levels to that. This question. Right? What is in Knossos in general, whether or not they're triggered, or they're created by their trigger, or the trigger is just a mechanism, right, that is used by Beis Din to implement and to impose Knossos. Right? There's a lot of evidence that the Knossos are generated by Beis Din. That's the comment, a famous comment I'm sure everybody knows, of Rabbi Kiveger in Tosfos Makos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. But, you know, it's implicit in the whole discussion of the Rambam and Raivid. If you have a Bayit de Lo Ifshita, when it comes to Knossos, so is it a Safek or is it Vadai? Well, there's no Mechayev, because there's no Beis Din. That's Perk Beis, Halachiyat Beis, Nochos Geneva. And the question of Tfisa, of course, in Knossos. Again, there's a whole literature about this. I don't want to get into it at the moment. But one way to say, to explain Kefal Dalet Behe Kishasa Moda Bedin is very simply, and that's what, if you're quoting Moda Miftar, you probably don't mean it as a technicality. What you're saying is, well, the Din of Moda Miftar proves that Beis Din is Mechayiv when it comes to Dalet Behe and when it comes to Knossos. And therefore, the critical moment is the moment of Hamada Bedin. Masha Enkein Karen, which is the Maisa Gneva, that's the Mechayiv. Especially if there are also Kinyane Gneva, so then that's Koveya for the Yukra of the Zula. The added element in all of this is, if you think that all Knossos are not necessarily alike, there could be some Knossos that are very tied to their trigger. And the challenge in that, for Kefel and for Dalet Behe, each one has a challenge. Right? On the one hand, when it comes to Dalet Behe, it's quite obvious. Namely, it's after Geneva, and it's triggered by the mice of Tzvichol Mechira. So do we really mean Keshas Amada Bedin? Or do we mean Keshas Tzvichol Mechira, just not Kein Sheganav? Like, there could be three options when it comes to Dalet Behe. And if you look at the Tosefta, the Rishonim, they all get registered for Dalet Behe here. Right? Is it Kein Sheganav ever? Is it, you know, Keshas Amada Bedin, or is it Keshas Tvichel Mechira? Right, and that also depends on the nature of Tvichel. When it comes to Kefel, that's also tricky because, right, Kefel is a multiple of the Chiv Karen. So instead of seeing it as just an extraneous Knas, it's easy to see it as, you know, really flowing from the Maisa and from the Karen itself. And that also reflects that. If you look at the Tosas Rid, by the way, when Tosas Rid starts his whole long discussion, he says, it's Tamua Bioter. Why should the Kefel not depend on Kain Shaganov? And that's what she tosses over, in my opinion, the comment that he makes in Bab Metzi also, where he seems to say that, in, I think, Lama Dalad, that Kefel is like a second Karen. And his answer doesn't mitigate it so much, because he ends up moderating what we mean by Karen Kain Shaganav. So, yeah, he, at least in the Madura Kama, it's like, right, the Kefel of Geneva is not any different than the Karen of Gzela. Okay. So that's part of the challenge of the Kefel Dalet Behe Kishasa Moda Bedin, the bigger Knas picture, if that's true or not, and more specifically, Dalet Behe and Kefel. So that's part of the story, and that's where the Rush and the has two deas, so the Raivit has one dea, in terms of, yeah, is that a Svara here, or is that a Gzeres HaKasuv? But Tosas thinks it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, which is fascinating. Yeah?
In Piskei Arid, he leaves out the word Kefel. When he quotes this din,
oh, yeah?
He says,
but he starts off with the question here.
He said, in Piskei Arid, he starts off with the question.
Means more, you think, might be more uncomfortable with it by then.
I don't know exactly, but he says,
well, as we know, the
Karen came Shaganov, Dalet Behe came Shasamar Bedin.
Interesting. Because here that's the question. He starts off with that question. Very interesting. Well, it's just as a parenthetical historical remark. The Tosas Rid was like always in a state of revision, right? Madura Tlisa Marburim, Basra, Madura Rivia, Madura, you know, Tamna. Like, he was always the Musar Haskell, right? He was always changing his mind. So, could be. Interesting. Yeah. I don't want to talk about the Dalet Hay and the Kefal Kshas Mon Bedin right now, but yeah.
Is it possible to read Tosfos on Samet Hay that Tosfos says that Rav's din of Karen Kim Chigana is the same as the Mishnah of the Mishnah of Mishnah Mishnah of Zedon, but
right.
Is it possible that Tosfos thinks that they will still need the Drush of Fayim?
No. I don't think so. I think he says clearly that the only reason you need the Xeris HaKasuv is to exclude Kefal Dal Vehek Shas Mon Bedin. Remember that Kol HaGazon HaMisham HaGashas HaGzeilu doesn't have a limud either. No, that Im Kein Shagazol Yatzir Lav Domim Boi Shlume refers to the other din. Remember, Tosa said to Milchadish, okay, since you brought it up, Tosa says, oh, there's a Mishnah, Kol HaGazon HaMisham HaGashas HaGzeilu, what do we need Rav? So Tosa says, lest you say that Mishnah is only talking about Shinui Kone, which certainly is mostly what it's talking about, you should know that the Gemara in Bab Metzia, by the way, Mem Gimel, right, which gets us back to our other point, also quotes this for Yukra Vizula. So the drasha of Im Kein Shagazal Yatsirim Lab Mamon Bari Shlume is about Shinui Kone.
Rashi quotes it
so what? What does that have to do with, and therefore? Right, because it also applies to Shinui Kone. I'm just saying, for Tosas here on Samakei Amud Aleph, Tosas doesn't quote that. And therefore? I'm trying to explain that according, the question was, Tosas who says that Achil Karen Kein Shaganav is Xeris HaKasuv about Kefal and Dalet Hay, what does he think about Karen? So the answer is he thinks Karen is a Svara.
Right, I'm just pointing out that there was clearly no Xeris HaKasuv for...
No, then you asked me, but what about Im Kein Shaganav? The answer is for Tosas, that's about Shinui Kone.
I'm not much asking Tosas as I thought really was kind of rejecting possibly there's a Xeris HaKasuv to teach that Gezel is a Kshas
HaKasuv. No, it doesn't have to, but it doesn't have to in the other way. I'm saying Tosas is pretty explicit in all these places that the din of Karen Kein Shaganav, which for him is equivalent, on a Yukra Vizula level, is equivalent to Kol HaGazon HaMisham HaKshas HaKzeilu, it doesn't need Xeris HaKasuv. That's all. Okay, good.
Meaning he
says that, does
the Ishmael Iker Rav Lashmina
and Ella Tashlumi Kate with Tashlumi Arab Kamisha? Right.
The Iker Rav,
yeah. La Osa Lashmina and Ella Tashlumi
Kate with Tashlumi Dalba Kamisha, Kashasa Madavidin. That doesn't say that that just says
that. The Hodakomer, my Tamad Rav, Tashlumi Kate with Dalba Hekabari. Unless you want to say, oh, you mean they want to say there's a phantom a makar?
No, that the
he doesn't say that.
That may, it could be that there's a drasha of Rav and that says that the Karen Kein Shaganav and Rav comes in Mechadish, and from that we see that it's Daku the Karen Kein Shaganav, but not the
right.
The cable dal of the
head. Right.
But that means that
because you don't need it for Rav. I think it's explicit. I don't know any other way to read it. If you want also to know. The Rajba in Shita Mekubetzes quotes that there are some girsos in the Gemara that didn't even have the question of Minale on the Rav part, only on the other part. And he says, the Rajba says in the other way, he says, and even the ones who do, don't think that it's a bunch. I think that's a double pashut in Tosis and all the places too. But it doesn't really matter because it's out there anyway. I would normally say I can't take a Shvud Araisa, but I think we could take a Shvud Araisa in this case. Okay. I think it's clear in the Rush. I think it's clear in the Rajba, even when he's quoting the other Girsa, and so on. The Rabbeinu Yonason in Shita Mekubetzes does not say that way. He does seem to think that Karen Kein Shaganav requires a Girsa Kasuv. And that is very important. The Tosas Rid, as we know, basically rejects the assumption of Tosas' question to begin with. Meaning Tosas asking, you know, what do we need Rav? Two things. What do we need Rav and what do we need Xeris HaKasuv? There's a Mishnah. The Tosas Rid's Kiddush is that Rav said something sensational that doesn't appear in the Mishnah at all. and that it, not that he disagrees with the Mishnah, but that he's mechalik between Geneva and Gezela. That basically he holds that when it comes to Gezela, kol ha-gazonim mishalmin kishas ha-gzela, but that is only in the context of a chefetz, which is no longer ban, like where there's no chiyuv hashava. But when it comes to Geneva, right, even though the Be'en is subject to Chiyuv HaShava, right, so if you have this Chayfetz, I mean, this is what happened, right? You have a Chayfetz, it's worth four, you know, when you steal it. It's worth one by the time the court case, you know, rolls around. So you, and let's say he doesn't want to give it up, so, you know, we're forcing him to give it up, let's say. So according to the understanding of the Tosis Rid, even though he's returning the chayfetz, he also has to compensate for the financial loss. That's amazing. That's incredible. Now, what is that based on? If you ask me, it's another application of the difference between Geneva and Gzela that we discussed. In that, apparently, it's not just kvishas hachayfetz, because kvishas hachayfetz, as long as there's a be'en, right, is defined by the chayfetz, right? The second is no longer a chayfetz, and it turns into money. But if the real halacha is that there's a maisa avera, and that hotzah mershus habaylim itself is an act of hezek of some sort, then again, I'm not telling you, therefore you have to come to the Tosfos Rid's conclusion. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying in reconstructing what the Tosfos Rid may have in mind, it becomes reasonable. The Tosfos Rid here, in my opinion, again, is l'shitaso later on. And we'll get to the later on. I guess we're not going to be able to do Tavshasa today. So if we do the Tavshasa of Shasa, so there's a Tosfos Rid in the beginning of a Gozel Amachil. I'll just tell you now, in case somebody really does want to do next week, then I'll be happy to be Mochel. Donnie looks like he's really a little tempted. Am I right? I could see he's like struggling with it. You can even tell me pretty late. The Tosfos Rid discusses the problem of Rav Chisda. A Gozel Amachil, Mishnah says in the beginning of Gozel Amachil that if you Gozel Amachil, Ratzim Izegover, Ratzim Izegover. There's a discussion in the Gemara. What are the circumstances? According to Rav Chisda, we really mean it. Meaning, the guy stole the chayfetz, and then somebody else, you know, took a bite out of it, so you can collect from the second guy. Tosfos Rid asks, isn't this against the din of Gonev Min Haganav? Gonev Min Haganav, right? The Gunav mi beis la'ish v'lo mi beis haganav. So you should be able to do that. I mean, a Geneva has to be Mirshus Habaylim. Says the Tosfos Rid, no, that's the difference between Geneva and Gezela. The Gzeras HaKasuv of the Gunav mi beis la'ish applies only. Just one second. I think I photocopied it. Yeah. Vishinu yesh bein gazlan leganav. The ilu gazlan sheni mishalim lebailin. V'lamatzu lememer lalav al dvarm didia. Kedam rav chizda, rotsam izegov, rotsam izegov. V'ilu ganav sheni, shaganav mibes aganav, mibes ganav rishon, inu mishalim kefa lebailin marishonim. The truth is, the assumption is that the Tosfos Rid is making is that the din of a gunav mibeis ha'ish, which is that you don't pay kefel if you steal it, not mibeis ha'ganav, but min ha'ganav, not mibeis ha'bailim, but min ha'ganav, that that's not only a din in kefel, but that that's a din in the keren as well. That isn't so pashut, and Rishonim don't all agree with that, although the Ksos also assumes that in his famous piece in Siman Lama Dalid, which probably we'll discuss not this week, but next week. Then he goes, V'afagav dekolhecha dekoy b'shusa demare kori, meaning, why in Geneva, right, shouldn't the second guy be obligated, the Karen, to the Bailim, when, again, kolhecha dekoy b'shusa demare kori. Here, right, Itamar? Here the Rishus, once again, is the, in the Sanhedrin sense, in the Rava Sanhedrin sense, it's the Nigzal, not the Gazlan, right? Mipnei she'eno b'rshusa shabaylim the eino yochel hakdisho. Right? De beinan dumya the bias. He's exactly invoking, right, the Rabbi Yochanan here. It's fascinating. De beinan dumya the bias. The gabi ganav nami ksiv mi beis ha'ish. Beinz a beis ha'ish kim sheni yochel hakdisho. The kandestayler Rabbi Yochanan lel beperik meruba. Okay. So basically what comes out of what he's saying, Avelin and Goslin, Loksiv, I'm skipping a few lines, Loksiv Bias, Hilkachafalpi, She'enu Bebeso, Veniachalagadisho, right, all that is still true, right? Meaning the Ganav has Kinyanim, even in Goslin, but Kivin the Yachalachufo Bedinalo, Tsia Miyado, Vafilim Macharo, Kalecha de Koi, Bishusa de Marikoi. This is like a very fine dialectic, right? But what he's saying is that in Geneva, the Maisa Hotza Mirshus Habailim is part of the Mechayev. And you don't have that in terms of Geneva Shnia. Why wouldn't Geneva Shnia at least be a Gzela? Right? That's another issue which we talked about in the earlier Chabur. It sounds like for him it's not. Right? Because otherwise you should at least be Chayev Karen Batara's Gzela. It sounds like the Nignav can't collect from the Sheni, according to Tosis Rid. So it's not even Bechlal. But it, once again, in these two places, the Tosis Rid is making a very dramatic chiluk between Ganav and Goslin. Right? Again, in our sugya, he's saying that the financial aspect as opposed begins even before, even while there's a ban. Why? Because it's not about the ban, it's the taking of the ban. That's the Maisa Beira, and that triggers already. Is it a change in the Kinyanin? Maybe it's not a din in the Kinyanin, maybe it's just a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Miad, hard to say. Right? As opposed to Goslin, it's Kvishas Habe'en, or Hefsed Habe'en. But on that, you always say Horeshul Chalafanacha. In Geneva, you also say Horeshul Chalafanacha, by the way. Because when it comes to Chametz and other things, he's not denying you don't say. He's just saying there are two dinim in Geneva. There's a din of the freezing the moment of the Maisa Geneva for the Shovi. Right? And then there's another din, there's Chiv Ashava. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. That meaning the way Rabbi Chaim understood Geneva and Gzela, which is what we spoke about in some of the earlier Chaburas, you know, Rabbi Chalap, we had to mark you absent. Well, we had to mark you absent, you know, for some earlier Chaburas. But
yeah, I didn't know.
Is like any Odeya? Is it a...
I wanted to know that the boy met me in a store today. Are you here? Who's here met me in a store?
I told
you.
Huh? What were you doing in the store?
So you told me, I forgot all about it. He says that you were giving me...
I think they looked for you yesterday and they couldn't find you.
But I did a lot of study on it.
No, but anyways, getting back to your...
I didn't have the Maram and Kamus.
So you don't need them. But the point I'm trying to make, your point is correct, meaning the fact that Veheshevus, for the Bali Tosis and for some Rishonim, the fact that Veheshevus like Gzela or Gazal appears only in the context of Gzela is insignificant. But for the Rambam, L'shitaso also about Torah Shabbatzav and Torah Shabbat, and certainly L'shitaso on Gzela and Geneva, it's hugely significant, exactly what you're saying. So in a way, the Tosis Rid is working off of that same notion as well. But I'm saying there are two issues. One is Karen Kain Shagunav as opposed to Kolai Gazonim Mishama Kajasa Gzela. The other one is Vigunav Mi Beisaish, right, as opposed to it's Birshuse. I don't think he's suggesting that there's a difference in Kinyane Geneva, Kinyane Gzela. You could have gone that far too in terms of understanding the. But I don't think that's what the Tosis Rid is saying, to be fair. Okay, so that's as far as the first issue is concerned. Namely, the question of, is this a Gzeres HaKasuv? How do we understand the Gzeres HaKasuv? And so on. Was there a question before we... Yeah.
Before we do this, but even if it's not a Gzeres HaKasuv, is the Svar necessarily that they're high because they're not going to be able to, or can you just say that Gzeres HaKasuv is based upon the
Maisa? Well, I think I just did say that for the Tosis Rid in this case. But I think we'll see in a moment, that's a very good point, and that's why I mentioned Tosis Rid. I think that's a shot in the Tosis Rid. For others, is it or not? So let's see it for a moment. So I want to get back to the Gemara in Temura. Again, we'll just move quickly to the rest of it. And I won't do the Tavra B'Shasya part today because that'll just take too long. I always think it's going to take shorter. I don't know why it always doesn't, but The Gemara in Temura, as you know, the background is the debate between Abai and Rava, right? Kol Malam Rachman Allah Savdi Yavid Mahani or not, which, as I was in my response to Mordechai before, was saying is like a very important, you know, a critical, you know, halachic and meta halachic question in general, right? But the evidence is mixed. Abai and Rava argue in the default, but they all agree that there are cases like this and cases like that. We would be shocked if there weren't, frankly, cases that are, because again, some things are result-oriented, some things are, you know, validity, legality expresses itself differently depending on what the religious problem is, and you would expect that it would. So we have, anyway, so you have such a shock levitaria with regard to Gzela, because Gzela, just one second, no, it's not. We'll talk about it Gezel Avadim also. Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about it actually very quickly. Because Rabbi Khalaf mentions it, we have to talk about it. Right? Even if it means we have to stay here all day, since Rabbi Khalaf mentioned it, we're going to talk about it. What? Okay. So the Gemara in Temura goes as follows. V'harei gezel d'rachmanan melo tigzol. Right? V'hatnan ha-gozel eitzim v'ason kelim tzemer v'ason begadim shalim k'shas ha-gzelo. T'yufta d'rava. The Gemara says, amalach rava shayni hasam damakra asher gozal kima asher gozal. And this goes a little bit to the question also, as we'll see, of whether there's a makar for Rav. Ah, ulabaya, hayesher gazal mi bayle, al gzele shalom osif chomesh, al gzele shalom avidim osif chomesh. Fine. So when the Gemara says that there's avid yavid mahani, or lo mahani, that surely seems to be a reference to kinyana gzela. Meaning you do this and you have legal benefits from it. It's a valid, it's a legal action. Right? So, the fact that they're invoking the first Mishnah in the ninth parak is relevant to us too. The question is, what about it are they invoking? So Rashi says, Kishasa Gzela, right? Tzemer v'eitzim b'alma, avala kelim v'abagadim kana b'shinui alma bahani. This is a fascinating Gemara and a fascinating Rashi. Rashi basically says, shinui kona. That's what the Gemara is saying. How do you know avid mahani? Shinui kona. Shinui kona proves the avid mahani. Why can't you just say panim chadashes bolakan? What's that have to do with the gzela? Right? So, according to Rashi, probably the best way to read this Gemara, this is, the way to read the Gemara, is that Rashi's saying that if it were not for kinyane gzela, then shinui would not be kona. Shinui kona limits imkein shegozel yachzer lav damim boy shlume. All you need to do is neutralize the chiyav hashava. When you neutralize the chiyav hashava, that's kind of what Rav was saying. Just Rav was saying it more extreme, right? He was saying that it's just a gzeres hakaz, it's just a chiyuv. Otherwise, a kinyanim, and maybe it's a chiyuv which prevents. It's a chiyuv despite full kinyanim, or it's a chiyuv that prevents full kinyanim. That's what you have to say for Rav, right? Rava says, even when there's no chiyuv, you just don't own it fully. Okay. But certainly for Rav, the idea that shinui kona works off of, or can work, doesn't have to, even for Rav, can work off of kinyan gzela makes a great deal of sense. Even for Rava, it might. Right? Because at least you have that foundation. So this is, what I was mentioning earlier, we were referring to a little bit earlier. The Rav once said the name of Reb Chaim. This is me, P.S. Shmuel, I've never seen it in Big Sab. That, isn't it interesting that the Gemara, I would just add, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, right, quotes Shinui Kona, but doesn't quote Yish Kidi Kani. Why didn't the Gemara say Yish is Kani, or quote to the Madam Yish Kidi Kani? So you see, Yavid Mahani. So Reb Chaim said, you see from here, that shinui is a kinyan gzela, but yiyush is a kinyan aveda with an aleph, right? That's why it's not here. Now again, there could be many other answers, ways. Oh, we don't paskin yiyush kedikani. 100 different ways to say it. It could have huadin. I'm not saying you can't say otherwise, but I think it's an amazing comment. when Rav Schachter gave the Chabur earlier in the year, so he was talking about Yirsh being a continuation of the Gezeila, you know, and if anything, splitting the other way. That's why he was bothered very much by Tosas on Samech Tes Amud Aleph, which talks about this question that we mentioned earlier. Like, when Yirsh takes place, does it have to be Bershuscha or not? Right? How can there be a day that it doesn't? But if, or that it does, what's the issue? The answer is, if Yirsh is built off of, or building off of, Kinyane Gezela, then it doesn't have to be Bershuscha. If it's a standalone Kinyan Aveda, whatever you say, Hefker, Hefker Rabbi Yossi, however it works, then it has to be Bershuscha. There are many, many nafkamina. So this is what this idea that Yush is a Kinyan Aveda is a topic in its own right. Somebody can do it. But just to mention it, because Rabbi Chalap also kind of made reference to it, Aveda, you mentioned Avadim, right? So, as you know, the Ravid, in Perek Tes Hilchos Gezeila Halacha Aleph, there's this discussion. The Ravid brings up, it's hard to know what he's commenting on in the Rambam, but, you know, Eved v'Izkino, you know, Behema, and so on. So the Ravid brings up the issue that there seems to be Yiyush v'Avadim. Right? So the Reb Chaim in the stencil, Reb Chaim in the Kibor has a whole discussion. Like, how could there be Yiyush v'avadim if ain avadim nigzalim, right? Avadim ukshu l'karkos. So in the Chibur, Reb Chaim develops the idea that karka in an exeles has a double meaning, right? There's no kinyane geneva or gezela b'karka, right? But also there's no maisa geneva or gezela b'karka, because it's karka. Avadim, right, are hukshu l'karkos legally, in the sense that there's no kinyane geneva gezela. But there is a vice gezela, because you can pick it up and you can, you know, make it disappear and destroy it or hide it. So there is a vice gezela about avadim, despite being hukshu l'karkos. So what the idea is that yeyosh, right, depends on the Maisa Gzela, not on the Kinyan Gzela. And then he goes on, he has a whole discussion, this idea of the Chiyuve Gzela, there's Maisa Gzela. Maisa Gzela is a kind of a mazik. I want to get back to that, but probably next week on the top of the Shasya part, if we do it. That part of Reb Chaim. In the notebook, the Rav used to now and then bring in the notebook of, he had the notebook of Reb Chaim's Shurim, that I think was mostly published subsequently by Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, in the name of Shiurim, Shiurei Reb Chaim Alevi, but I'm not sure if this piece is there or not, I have to check. But when he brought it in, he said that in Volozhin, Reb Chaim said it differently. Namely, that the, it's not like in the Chibur, that Yesh Yush Bavadim because there's a Maisa Gzela, but because Yush is a Kinyan Aveda, and Avadim are Avudim. Did I say that right? Avadim are Avudim. So you can have, it's a Kinyan Aveda, not a King's Aveda. So this question about the nature of Yush, which somebody might want to pick up on, is hugely important in comparing Yush of Aveda and Yush Gezela and the Sugan Samach Vav, and the question of Isura Asaliado Hetera Asaliado, an issue that Tosis discusses, and that the Ramban in Mochamos in Babatziah Chavav discusses, right, and which the Ksos then took in a very different way, in my opinion, it's very linked to this question. Is the Yeush of Aveda and the Yeush of Gzela the same thing or not? But anyways, why am I mentioning it now? I'm just trying to get the point that this Sugin Tmura is called Shinui Kona to buttress the notion that there are Kinyani Gzela, Iyavid Mahani, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara. It doesn't mention Yiyush. Maybe that's part of a whole discussion. However, I'm just going to hold off on the question until I finish my major point. What does that have to do with us, right? So the Shita Mekubetzes al Atar has a different read in the Gemara. I don't know if anybody else noticed this or not, but I noticed it at least. And at least I think it's the case. Hare Gezel v'im Tomar, Kivid Mahani Amay Mishalim Klal. Whoa. Kind of, which is a very strong statement about Kinyane Gzela, right? If he really has Kinyane Gzela, why does he even pay? Right? It sounds Rav-esque, right? Without the Iser part. The Ishlomar, the Holokasha, the Krok, Siv, the Heshav, it's like Gzela. Avon Mikomoko, Muchach, Shapir, the Mahani, mid the Mishalim, Kishas, like Gzela, the Lilo Mahani, have a Kipikodon, the Ishalim, Kidahashta. Meaning, the Gemara isn't quoting Kol HaGazonim Mishalim Kishas HaGzela for Shinui Kona. The Gemara is quoting Kol HaGazonim Mishalim Kishas HaGzela for what? For Yukur Vizula. For Rav, Karen Kane Kishaganav. Like Tosis, who thinks that those two statements are the same. That, to answer Sammy's Hara before, would prove that the Yukur Vizula issue is not just a Tchi of Tashlumin, but it is a function of Kinyan Ganeva, Gzela. Yeah.
Which is the same difference you made between the Heshu and Gzela, Shile.
Mm-hmm. Could be. That could be. Again, not for all Rishonim, but definitely for some. Okay. The Shidun Gebetzis and the Hashmatos also, I'm going to skip that for the moment. Let's talk about Onsim for a moment and the Rishonim and Bamutzia. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a machlokas, right? I mean, Balitosis, the Rambam certainly holds that way.
So if the Rambam holds there is a law by karka, so then what does it mean that you violate the law if there's no mice in the
family? Maybe the denial, which you'd have to say, if you want to say this, is that the denial of the other fellows. Ability to use his karka is the iser.
So whatever person is doing that isn't considered.
But it is still isn't considered a mice. Again, yeah, I kind of anticipated your question and answered it, but not explicitly. Meaning what I said is then Reb Chaim goes on, I'll quote myself, then Reb Chaim goes on to explain that the mice gzela in some respects is like a mice hezek. Meaning it isn't just, you know, physically that there's a maisa, but that it has, like, again, a certain legal connotations. And I think your question is very good. Again, the balitosis are in Bab Metzia. But for the Rambam, I think what you need to say is that there's no mazik component here, even in the minuaisa. But there is still the denial of the owner of his rights, and that's an iser. Of his, you know, his to express his ownership. But I think it's an important point. Okay. In the Sugya Bab Metzia, Itbar Mimei. Good question. Yeah?
In terms of Gezal it doesn't bear direct resonance on Rav.
No, I'm assuming it's quoted in the name of the Balitosis. I'm assuming.
Because of Tosis' equation,
if you were a Tosis Rid person, maybe you could. I'm assuming that Tosis Rid is not the default view of the.
What's directly relevant is that in the Mishnah Tzadi Gimel, you have the sense that that's from Kinyan.
Yeah. The Yukra Vizula, the din of Yukra Vizula.
The din of Yukra Vizula of
100%. 100%. Correct.
If you believe like Tosis, then the same thing. I'm just saying if you.
Right, but it's not surprising that the Gemara is not quoting Rav and instead of quoting a Mishnah if the Mishnah means the same thing.
I didn't mean to say there's any resonance that it doesn't hold like
Tosis.
Right,
I'm just
trying to figure out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Rishonim in the Sugyan Hamafkid, Mem Gimel and Aleph, ask a very interesting question. Because the Gemara says that Itbar Mimela, both here and there, right, your Mishalem. Kishas HaGneva, right? That if it went up, how's it go? Am I saying it right? No, it went down. No, if it went up. Right. If it went up from 1 to 4, but it's Itbar Mimela, there's no Tavra Vashasya, so you'll pay 1. Correct? Oh. So basically they ask, let's see if I have that here. Maishna, this gets back to I set up some things before, or maybe they just naturally came about. But Maishna Mishoel. Like when there's an onus in the case of Shoel. Itbar Mimela is an onus. So in Shoel, when there's an onus and there was a fluctuating value from the time that the Hafkada took place to the Zmana onus, what's the critical moment in assessing the value of the earthquake object? Right? It seems to be that it's the Zman Ha'onis. So how come the onus of Shomrim is Zman Ha'onis and the onus of Gazlanim is Shas Egzela? Right? That is the question that they ask. Ramban, the Rajbah, the Ritva. Certainly I think we'll all agree, a very legitimate question. Yeah. So what it brings, of course, into sharp... What it brings into sharp focus a little bit, or a lot, is a little bit the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Beis Amud Aleph, right? Which is onus proof for Rav, or maybe onus is proof for Rava, right? In both senses, for Rav, Rav was saying onus. That proves that the real owner is the Goslin, right? Which fits with Rav's view that, you know, absent the Heshev of Segzelos or Gazal, he can keep the Chayfetz, right? Either because of Heshev limits the Bailus, or maybe it's not even a limitation, maybe it's a separate Chiyuv, right? Whatever the case may be. And then Rava said, what are you talking about? Onsim doesn't prove that. We have Onsim and Shoal too. So again, what did he mean? He meant they're both kinyanim, but they're both limited kinyanim. They're both chiyuvim. Right? Could it be, I said before, logically certainly it could be, that one is a chiyuv and the other is a kinyan. Which? Either way. Right? Because one is more consensual, but the other one is more competitive. Being competitive can be good and can be bad. You don't have the friction, but you might have more of a hold on it. Right? So, this discussion of the Ramban and the Rishonim here is like very, like there's a discrepancy between the critical moment of Ones of Xela and Ones of Shomrim. So, Hodar Midan Itbar Mimela Misham Zuzimishim Hashtala Ovid Levele Midi, and Itema, Kivadar Midan Dechi Yisa Hadra, listen to the way he phrases it, the Ramban, right? Kivadar Midan Dechi Yisa Hadra Lamara Beine. Right, that's what the Gemara was quoting. Brahmana chive legazlan beonsim amaylo mechay beonsim dahashta. Meaning the zman ha onus. It's still in the reshus of the nigzal, isn't it? We're saying for tavar v'shavra shasya purposes that it's reshus of the nigzal. So why isn't it in his reshus as far as yukur v'zula for onsim purposes too? Right? What's he quoting now? First of all, he was quoting Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, right? The language of the Gemara. Kedarmina Nami Bealma. What's Bealma? Nehidu Kminu Rachmana Bereshuse Linyan Onsin. Linyan Mikna Miu Kminu Bereshuse. What's that a quote from? Sanhedrin 9 Beis Amud Aleph. Right? This couldn't be better. The Hilkach Ki Aikar Vadai Bereshuse Demare Aikar. So the Yukar Vizula took place in the Rishus. We have Rava to quote, and we have Tavra Vishasya to quote, to establish that the Nigzal is still a player. Right? We're not Rav people here. Right? V'tabra demimela, itbar demimela, nami iu mechayev ala, dachayev ba'onsin, kishoel, atu kai gavna milo mishalim dalet. Right? Pretty good question. And just the invoking of those other Lashonos is just, you know, the Ramban. The Shlomar, the Shiny Shoel, the Mishas Mashicha Mechayev Bimizono Seha, the Lo Mechayev Baonsim Ad Shas Shavuro Mesa, Ubershuse Demare He, Limechira, the Kalvachomer Lehektesh. The Kalvachomer is quite interesting. Now, Rishonim will go back and forth when you get to the Rabbi Yochanan Sugya, right? Which needs more bailus, to be mocher something, to be mocher something, or to be makdish something? Here he has a kal v'chomer, okay? So what is he saying? He's quoting Rabbi Yochanan now, right? He's just hitting all the bases, right? Lo mechai b'onsonad shashvura mesa, ubershusa demarehi, limechira v'kal v'chomer lehekdesh. Meaning, before I was trying to build up the nigzal based on Tavra v'shasya and Rava in Sanhedrin, right? But let's now quote Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That shows, apparently, that there are kinyanei gezela. The Ramban, right, is taking the view that much later was articulated by Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyon HaShas, namely, that the din of Rabbi Yochanan reflects what? Kinyanei gezela, not just... Yeah, that's true also, correct. Aval gezela... Even the mishas meshicha mechayiv ba'onseha, the nafke nami mershus bailam lehekdesh. Once again, lo mechayivin le ba'onsin, ela deshas meshicha degzela keshas shvuro mesa desheela. Vahi shayda chayal alechiyu. The critical moment of gzela is the gzela. The critical moment of the sheela is the onus. One is chiyuv and the other is kinyanim. Could you argue in both directions? Absolutely. I mean, you'd have to give a different answer to this question. The Ritva also, the language is also interesting. Vim Tomar, Kivin Exelu V'Chayiv Ba'Onsin, Lamein Mishalim Keshasa Ones, Teshoel Keshas Ones Mishalim, Ishlomar Teshoel Lo Kanya Klal, stronger language. V'Lo Afke Mershus Bailim, Ki Abailim Yicholim Lamachra, V'Lo Hagdisho, Kol Echad V'Sisa Mershus Adamarisa. Oh, you could have said that that's irrelevant. That's true, but that's not relevant to the onsim issue. Linyan onsim, it's a chiyuv. It's a kinyan. Hilka chiyuv al shasa ones. I mean, it's only chiyuvim. Al gazel mishas gzela afke mershus bailim lemechiro v'hekta. Again, an implicit Rabbi Yochanan. Just need to know that it's Rabbi Yochanan he's talking about. V'kivin shekein al ha'ishayta be'ina lechiyuvay kol hechid alo avid ma'is achrina. Meaning tavar v'shasya. Meaning he's taking a, I don't know what Mordechai would say about it, but I mean, don't, the Chiddush here is not Itbar Mimela, right? The Chiddush here is Tavar V'Shasya, right? Itbar Mimela is Kol HaGazonim Mishalim Keshasa Gzela. By the way, what's the Gemara in Bava Metzia quoting? Kol HaGazonim Mishalim Keshasa Gzela. To explain the din of Itbar Mimela and Tavar V'Shasya. And the Gemara in Bava Kama is certainly quoting Itbar Mimela as an example of Amarav Karen Kane Shaganav. Just not so comfortable with Tavar V'Shasya. So, when you put it together in the law of transitivity, what the Ramban and Ritva are saying is that the din of Kol HaGazonim Mishalim Keshasa Gzela, i.e. Yukra V'Zula, right, is Koveya Kinyan Gzela. And that's why the Shas Onsim is not what determines the price, but Shas Gzela and Gneva is. Okay. What about Shevach? With this we'll conclude. Bein Gzela, I think this gets us to the first part. Shevach Demimela, which happens from the moment of the Geneva Gezela to the moment of the Shinui. Right? So that is not spoken about. Again, Rav, Omarav Karen Kane Shaganav is Yukavazula. And it's certainly not Anapatimna or Malikatala Kula Malikatala Palga, meaning any active role in creating a shinui is out. Fine. But what about shinui, what about shevach de mimela, right, which take, now if there's a real shinui, then shinui is going to be kona. But what about the shevach until the moment of shinui? Not clear. Is that like yukur vizula? Is it like Tavar Vashasya? Like, what is it? Oh. So that is a discussion of Tosis on, right, Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? And, I'm sorry, Tzadi, what is it, Dalet Amud Aleph? What? Yeah. And there are two girsos, right? There's the girsa of the Gra, who takes it the other way. And it's 2 days of the Rush, essentially. Right? The Rush and Tess Gimel seem to discuss this question. So there are two aspects to this discussion, one of which we'll leave for next week if we do the Tavar Vashasya next week. And that is, what is significant about Tavar Vashasya? Is it Mazik? Is it Gezel? Is it what kind of parent? Is it a second Gzela? Is it a continuation Gzela? That's what we'll discuss next week. If no one else wants to talk, we'll assume that that's what we'll discuss next week. Right? Unless Donnie just, you know, can't hold himself back. Yeah. So that part I don't want to get into so much. That's certainly one way to look at the whole problem, or part of the problem. Right? The more you think that Tavar Vashasya is about Hafkas Chiyuv Hashava, right? Well, then it's not Tavar Vashasya per se. It's anything that's Mafkia the Chiyuv Hashava, right? Including Shinikona. If, on the other hand, you think that Tavar Vashasya is something unique, it's a Mazik, it's an act of Gezel, then the extension to Shinikona is not so simple. But more to the point, another way to look at it, and the way that the Rush talks about it also, is what in whose Rishus is this Shevach growing? Number one. And how does Shinui Kona really work? In other words, once again, you have this dialectic that there's an owner, there's a Shalom, but it's also a Nebrishuso. So for purposes of Shevach, the Mimela, right, who is the beneficiary and whose Rishus is this being Mishtabeach in the Rishus of the Gazel and the Rishus of the Negzal? If you're quoting Tavar Vashasya, right, it's because, you know, you're basically saying that it's still in the Rishus of the Negzal. If you're not quoting that, then what you're saying is, well, Karen Kane Shagunaf or Kola Gazlan Misham Kshasa Gzela, the Kinyan Gzela that the Gazlan has, really, the reason the Yukrazula is at that moment is because that's where he becomes the Kinyan in Lagabi, the value. So, okay, Anapatimna, you know, Mali, cool, that's something else. You know, those are other factors. But all things being equal, this was Nishtabeach, Birshus, Hagazlan. Or to put it in a slightly different way, and when there is I don't think it's a stira, when there is Shinui Kone, so that's a new reality? Or when there's Shinui Kone, so that is working off of the original Kinyanik Zela, Niglai Milsa, that the Kinyanik Zela are now, there's a Kinyanik Zela without the impediment or the obstacle of Chiyuv Hashava. So that's exactly, I mean, this is very much in the language of the Rush. He overlaps them a little bit, so it's not completely clear, but here, let me just finish, and with this we'll conclude. Yeah. 1 second. The Gam Nira, Afagav the Kamar, Dmei Parahom, Omedes Leled, Udme Rachel Tuuna Omedes Ligazes, Dimashma, Dishamin Apara, Kama Haisa Shava, Rega Echad, Kodem Lile Dasa, Vaharachel Samach Ligizasa. That would give you the impression, in other words, that we apply the principle of Tavar Vashasya here, and that we assess the animal according to its value, not at the moment of the Gzela or the Geneva, but a second before the Shinui, right? V'hocha havim mistaber. That would make sense. Shehare gazla mu'uberes u'te'una ve'en kan shinui el ha'le devagiza v'ad shasa shinui hoya bershus ha'nigzal u'bershus ha'nigzal hishbicho. It's very clear. Right? Meaning, kinyane gazela do not affect this. They're overridden by the more dominant nigzal, or it's not a question of, you know, overridden, but this is one of the reshus, not a, this is one of the shalod issues, and not a reshuso issue, whatever. V'dami lahadama rabba, haiman de gozal chavita de chamra mechavre, mikar shav yizudu basov shav yadalid, o shasya mishalim dalid, mishun de reshus hanigzal aikar. Good, again, quote that Gemara in Bamitzia, quote Tavar v'shasya. Right? Because that's an indicator of the Nigzal's dominance and prominence. Miu, Eina Mishalem, however, he says, I think it's wrong. It makes a lot of sense. It has a lot going for it. But Miu, Eina Mishalem, Elikamosha Yushavim Bishas Agzela, it's wrong. The Kalhecha Dekana Gufa Agzela Bishinui, the Eina Mechui of Lishalem Eladamim, Chazra Shuma Lishas Agzela. So is that strictly because Shinui Kone is a Kinyan Gzela and therefore Lamafreya, it is that what he means? Or can that even work without the other part? Meaning, Kinyan Gzela are so, they're powerful and they're relevant to even Masha Nishtabeach Mimela. V'hochi Kail B'Seifa Zeklal Kol HaGazonim Misham Kishas HaGzela Dekoya Kulu Bavi Demasnisen. Again, like the Bali Tosis, he's saying Karen Kedsha got up and Kol HaGazonim are the same. The kulus shavin linyan zeh shetei shuma kishas agzela hafa gav dimotzia hanigzal min hagazlin kodem leida vegiza hayanotel behemto kemo shehi dibrshusa ashbach, meaning there's still a key of hashava, so in that sense it's in the shrus of the nigzal below ishtanis biyad hagazlam, not yet a shinui, and if there's no shinui then he'll collect it. In other words, it went from, it was Shevach to Mimela, but it didn't reach the threshold of Shinui Kona, and they catch him, and now he has to give it back. They can't say, oh, I'm going to give it back, but, you know, fair is fair, right? It's 40% bigger now. I'm talking about the Mimela, not that he fed it. He can't say that. Okay, fine. That's true. That's because there's still a Chiyuv HaShavah on the Be'en. The Rosh says, no, it's not because of the Hashava, the Be'en, it's because of the Nigzal. That's true. But Hashta Mias, the Yod of the Gazazov, in Ishtanis Hagzela, Mishalim Kishas Hagzela. The Kalash Shevach Shirkbiak, Mishas Hagzela Velech, Havashal Gazlan, Velo Domina Tavra Shasya, the Hasam Ibdamina Olam, Uba Osa Shanasa Gazlan. We'll get back to this for next week, right? That's a new mechayev. Aval hechad agzela ba'olam, ela shenishtanis, kenoso shinui, mishalim kishas agzela, v'hu adin gezel parah v'nisabra, etzlo v'yolda, afilo yolda nami, mishalim kishas agzela, v'lo kamo shayis ha'shave, b'shas ha'shinui. Mide dehave, agezel tlev v'gazlo, b'zman merubah, chanasa ayel. Right, the ilu ba'nigzal, v'otziyom yad agazlin, kodim chanasa ayel, ha'yelokech behemta kamo shahu. So these are, I think, the two perspectives that we've been discussing. Okay, so we'll stop here. And assuming that, you know, there's no change in schedule, we'll do the Tav Rishasi part next week. But really after that, you guys should, you know, be... selecting top. Think about start selecting topics.